The Brewers trade Josh Hader yesterday. Four players in return from the San Diego Padres. They add veteran Matt Bush and Trevor Rosenthal to their bullpen as well. Did not pick up that bat we were all hoping for. 800-990-3776. We'll go to the old National Bank talk and text line to Terrence and Tosa, our former producer of Scalzo and Bruss, the original producer of Scalzo and Bruss, Josh before Josh, TJ Hogan, Terrence. You are obviously a big Brewers fan. You do not generally take the most positive approach to things. How are you doing right now?
Oh, Scalzo, great to hear your voice. I'm a patsy. I'm a loser. I'm a sucker. I'm a rube. I'm the mark. I am the guy this franchise is trying to sucker into the ballpark every single day and sell me a bunch of crap that they're out there trying to be the best franchise they can be, when in reality, the only thing that matters is sellouts in September and how they get there. It doesn't matter what after that, how it starts, or what's in the middle. It's all about revenue, revenue, revenue. They do not care about putting this team over the top and giving you the chance to win.
So you think very positive today.
I think that was actually pretty positive. From
more positive than I've heard about the Brewers in the past. So you've given up on this team. You think they have no chance? I mean, they're in first place in their division. I would look at them as the favorite to win the division. You're going to get Freddie Peralta back to add to the rotation. Maybe your guy Keston Hiura could add some offensive firepower down the stretch. You have no confidence that this team could find its groove here late in the season and hold that first place in the division.
Greg, I'm not owner Mark Antanasio. I don't know why you're asking me that. He already answered yes to all of that. He does not think they're good enough to win the World Series. He doesn't think they're good enough to get past the first round and not anywhere near enough to compete for anything of significance this year. He traded Josh Hader, their best closer. I'm with you on a lot of points you made earlier, Scalzo. He's not a world beater. He's not the greatest player ever. Whatever. You can trade Josh Hader and survive. But to trade Josh Hader, claim it's for the future, and then turn around and trade two prospects for two washed-up, old, convicted felon slash guy who hasn't pitched in 3 years and give up your future prospects for that, it shows you only traded Josh Hader because you're cheap, you can't afford him anymore, and you don't care about what this team this year does. How does that at all make this team better? It doesn't, and they're in first place of the division, and we are actively getting worse and giving our opponents in the National League who are below us, our good players who are going to show up in the playoffs and beat us. It's this franchise does not care about that next step. Where we are right now is the peak of Brewers baseball. This is the highest it will ever go, and the ownership group has no problem with that.
TJ, if you had the control like Mark Antanasio, what would you have told David Stearns to do and go after?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want to make this team better. You want to trade Josh Hader because he's at peak value right now, and I'm not going to sign him next year? Fine, do it, but go get a bat. Go do something that'll help. Don't trade for future prospects, claim it's for building of the future, and then turn around 5 minutes later and trade two more prospects and send them out the road and say that this is for building. It's not. They were cheap. They didn't let him do anything, and then he goes around and trades a prospect for Trevor Rosenthal, who hasn't pitched in 3 years. I can't believe it, and I just don't understand it. What's going on?
I want to know how you're going to, you know, recover tonight, or not recover. How are you going to sulk? Are you going to, are you going to Taco Bell and cigarettes? Like, what's the thingamajig you're going to do today?
Well, first things first, I've banned the Brewers. I'm not going to another Brewers game the rest of the year. Mark Antanasio is not getting a single dime from a single Brat or a single Miller Lite from me the rest of the year. He's not getting it. If he can't afford to keep our good players around, then he ain't getting my cash. That's number one. That's how I'll sulk. And number two, you know, maybe I'll go watch, Ryan Braun didn't die for this, man. Ryan Braun didn't put himself in harm's way every day with steroids, knowing it would hurt his body, not thinking it was going to help the team. He did it for the team. He took one for the team. And here we are 5 years later. Sign Ryan Braun. Bring him back. Maybe that'll be the deadline move.
This is for you, TJ.
Banned!
You didn't get it.
Oh, gosh. I'm in disbelief right now, fellas. I thought you had a good show. I think everything you said today was right on the money in terms of why this all happened. But if you add it all up, you put the puzzle together, It's because they don't care about going to that next level, and they want to sustain this success that they're at right now because it's profitable and it's good for the bottom line, and they're fine keeping it this way the rest of the time.